A local volunteer organization is sponsoring its second annual Rock Transit Day next Thursday. It's designed to encourage people to try the public transit system for a day, and it coincides with National Dump the Pump Day, asking residents to take the bus and save money on gas. Reconnect Rochester is sponsoring that effort locally, and with us this morning to talk more about the event is the group's founder, Mike Governale. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, why did your group get involved in this effort to encourage people to take public transportation?
Well, there are, as I say, a gazillion reasons why we should be using more public transportation and leaving our cars home more. But especially in the Rochester community, I think it's just so easy to drive everywhere that it's just not top of mind for people. So we wanted to do an awareness campaign and remind people of the benefits of using public transit.
You write a blog, RochesterSubway.com, that explores, the history of Rochester as an urban center. And you worry about suburban sprawl. And you say public transit plays a role in this.
Yeah. As I've delved deeper into the history of Rochester, I'm not from the Rochester area originally, and I find it fascinating that Rochester was a very dense, urban, vital community, at the turn of the 20th century. And then as we sort of became enamored with the automobile and the suburban lifestyle, our urban center was sort of thinned out to try and draw people back to the center of the city by adding more parking and more amenities for drivers. But in turn, what that ended up doing was reducing the attraction of our downtown center. And today what we have is, a landscape of parking lots and a place where it's very difficult to walk or unattractive place to walk. And public transit can actually encourage denser development. When you take cars off the road, it actually makes it easier for development to happen in a more walkable and pedestrian-friendly manner.
Well, this event next Thursday, as we said, is the second annual Rock Transit Day. How did it do last year? And this year, do you have a target number of riders in mind for this event?
Yeah, I mean, last year, we're a very small group. We have less than 10 volunteers working on this effort. Last year, we gave out probably 800 free fare cards to people, and we were getting the word out at farmers markets and on social media channels. And unfortunately, we don't have any hard data on how many people actually use those cards because the cards were programmed incorrectly. But this year we'll be able to track the use of those fare cards. They're good next Thursday, June 20th, and we've given out close to 1,000 already. We're running out. So if people would like a free fare card, they can go to rocktransitday.com and request one. But we're encouraging everyone to use public transit, even people who already ride. If you have a fare card, businesses are participating by offering discounts and exclusive deals to anybody who shows a transit card on that day. So, again, you can go to the website and find where those deals are and take advantage of that.
Other than a personal attachment to their vehicles, as you mentioned, Mike, why else do you think more people don't use a bus service?
Well, I think there's a stigma attached to public transportation. There's sort of a mentality that the bus is for other people. If I can afford to drive, why would I take the bus? And I think we're just not thinking about all of the benefits that all of the personal benefits that come with leaving your car at home. For example, the economic savings. I can save a lot of money on gasoline alone, and the expense of driving. If I cut my car trips in half, I could save probably about $4,000 to $6,000 annually. My family. There's also the health and wellness benefits of public transit. People who ride the bus tend to walk to the transit stops. They're walking to and from the transit stops. And personally, I feel much happier on days when I leave my car at home. I think because I'm outside walking in the fresh air. I'm talking with people at the bus stop or on the bus. And I just feel more connected with my community on those days.
Mike Governale, thank you.
Thank you.